Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. On this day in 1885, Gottlieb Daimler was granted a German patent for his engine design. In 2017, companies once again provided the state of Berlin with record tax revenues. $8.6 billion in sales tax was paid last year by the business community in the German capital to the Senate Department of Finance. This was a gain of 11.6% compared to 2016, as announced by the Office of Statistics on Monday. In 2017, a total of 229 billion euros in turnover from deliveries and services was reported by Berlin companies to the tax offices. The revenues of the approximately 155,000 companies have thus risen by around 61% since 2009. Jan Eder, managing director of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, said on Monday that, quote, "With around 12% sales growth, the economy is making a major contribution to the capital's success. The labor market benefits from this just as much as the Berlin budget, which thanks to the companies generates lavish tax revenues. Just under a quarter of sales, around 56 billion euros, were generated in 2017 by retail companies and motor vehicle maintenance and repair companies. The manufacturing industry followed in second place, generating the highest sales growth in the year at 23.8%. With a turnover of more than 37.4 billion euros, this sector accounted for more than 16% of the total. The energy supply companies took third place with a 15.2% increase in turnover to 24 billion euros. This was followed by the transport and warehousing sector with revenues of just under 23.2 billion euros. Experts expect similarly good figures for 2018. With an increase of 3.1%, the Berlin economy again grew faster than the national average for the fifth time in a row. In Germany, the increase in 2018 was only 1.4%. According to economics senator Ramona Popp of the Green Party, the sustained economic upswing is reaching people and more Berliners are taking part in working life. In the past 3 years, the number of jobs subject to Social Security contributions has risen by 170,000. Popp believes in 2019, the Berlin economy will continue to grow faster than the federal economy. She's assuming a growth of 2%. The Bundestag delegate Katja Kipping of the Left considers the expropriation of real estate in view of rising rents in large cities correct. She stated on Tuesday on the ARD morning show that, quote, "exploding rents are in fact an expropriation of the middle class." Although the expropriation would not create new living space, it would nevertheless send a clear signal to large real estate groups. Kipping accuses them of profit-oriented business practice. She went on to emphasize, quote, "We don't need any more large luxury apartments. Instead, we need housing for the people who work in the city, such as the policewoman, the carer, and the childminder. They must have an affordable apartment where they work." The left-wing politician also wants to focus on more municipal housing, which is publicly owned. In addition, she demanded at least 250,000 new flats per year that are socially connected. The Berlin state government is still divided on the subject of expropriation. The SPD also discussed the issue at its party conference. 1 week before the beginning of a petition for a referendum on the expropriation of large housing companies, the delegates decided to discuss the topic further, initially with, quote, "broad participation" of the party members. By the next party conference in October, it should be clear whether expropriations are possible for the Social Democrats. This attitude met with sharp criticism from the opposition. Sports Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD has declared the debate about a new Hertha stadium in the Olympic Park to be over. The club wanted to build a new stadium in the area, but to do so would have had to buy 4 houses in a nearby settlement. The cooperative that runs the houses has declared that it will not sell the land, which means that there is no construction site. Geisel now wants to meet with club management in the coming days to discuss alternatives, mainly keeping Hertha in the Olympic Stadium. However, Geisel imposed one condition. The Blue Athletics track should be kept, and the stadium should continue to be used for athletic events other than football. Hertha, on the other hand, has announced that the plans for a new stadium have by no means failed. In the past, the club communicated that it had found a, quote, real alternative to the Olympic Park in Ludwigsfelde, 11 kilometers south of Berlin, but a majority of the club members have rejected this location outside of the city. The Tegel Airport TXL has a lot of fans among frequent flyers, despite its cramped small size. In addition to its central location, the airport is still impressive today with its design and easy accessibility from gate to gate. From now on, the airport will be listed as a historical monument so that its hexagonal shape will remain intact even if TXL is shut down after the BER airport in Schönefeld goes into operation. Berlin's Monument Office announced on Monday that the two areas, Tegel South, or Otto Lilienthal, and Tegel North, or French-American Military Airport, are protected. The airport is a historic monument for reasons of air traffic, architectural, and social history. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.